The latest opinion poll has the Prime Minister showing signs of improving her popularity. But while it's the best news poll for Julia Gillard this year, it shows Labor would still be bundled out of office if an election was held now. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, will spend the parliamentary day reminding people that it's the two-year anniversary of the last election. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley prepared this report.
It's an anniversary that almost went by unnoticed, but the opposition leader will ensure that won't be the case. This morning, Tony Abbott will release this YouTube and radio message to mark 2 years since the Gillard government was elected.
Australians know we can achieve so much more as a nation because the last coalition government did it. 16 members of my shadow cabinet were ministers in the Howard government. We delivered an era of reform and prosperity before, and we are determined to do it again.
The two-year election anniversary coincides with the release of another crucial news poll for the Prime Minister. The poll in the Australian newspaper shows Julia Gillard is improving her party's standing, although only slightly. Labor's primary support is up 2 points from 33% to 35%. On a two-party preferred basis, the government is up 1% to 47% compared to the coalition's 53%, meaning Labor's still heading for an election wipeout. But with at least a year to go until the next election, in the meantime, the political wheels keep turning. Debate on a private member's bill for same-sex marriage began last night.
Private member's business, next order, Marriage Amendment Bill 2012.
It gets trotted out about every 4 weeks like a child's pony, paraded around the chamber.
The bill's likely to fail. The coalition, including Liberal MP Mark Colton, will vote against it.
The tactic there is to give people some sort of an idea that something's actually happening along this front.
Labor MPs will be given a free vote on the bill put forward by Labor backbencher Stephen Jones. He rejects criticism from the Greens that the government's trying to ram the bill through the parliament well ahead of the next election.
You know, no amount of procedural gymnastics are going to alter the number of votes on the floor of parliament. That will be won by persuasion and by people examining their consciences and talking to their electorates. And look, while there's time, there's hope, and I haven't given up hope on that. We've seen some surprises over the last year on this, where people who have been chalked down as being opposed to it have stood up and said, you know what, I've changed my mind and I think it's time that we did this.
Labor backbencher Stephen Jones ending Samantha Hawley's report.